It's Monday, July 8th. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Extron, industry-leading technology backed by world-class support.
Today's Daily Download comes from AV Week 392. I am joined by Bradford Ben, Matt Scott, and Rich Fregosa talking about the Logitech Tap Collaboration Touchscreen. Bradford Ben starts off talking about the difficulty of dealing with multiple video codecs and trying to get everyone on the same page for a meeting.
Yes, it's a new market. It's a very good market because that is one of our biggest problems, not just at my company, at every company I've gone to that's tried to do web conferencing, that's trying to do this, is the who has the dongle, who's connecting, who's what number do I dial into, all this stuff. So the all-in-one appliance makes a lot of sense. The reason the Logitech one concerns me is because it does three systems. And it's like, no,
three
I want some
three different systems.
Three different systems, not at once, but just three different systems. And it's like, no, I, as a end user, would much rather walk into a room and know, oh, this is a ClickShare room. I plug in the USB and hit the button. And that's the only way I use it. This other one, this is a WebEx room. I have a WebEx Teams board over there. I pull out my laptop. I connect to the network. It does the ultrasonic pairing. It's done. Or it might have a WebEx Teams room panel on the table that only does the WebEx Teams. It doesn't try to do everything else.
But hold on. You don't know if it can be locked down if it's only capable of doing all three.
Maybe I haven't laid hands on it yet. But unlike Elton Brown, there are certain things that should be unitaskers, in my opinion. How long, and those of you who know me, how long did I carry a separate music player and mobile phone for a very long time because I couldn't find one that did both well. And what I'm worried about is a Logitech device. I have not touched it. I have not played with the GUI. I haven't tried to break anything on it yet. But I've just found from me using conference rooms as I'm traveling and going from room to room, like here, I picked a different room because it supported Zoom to be able to do this. As I travel around, I found that the biggest complaint that people have is, I just want it all to work the same. And I think that getting a Logitech panel that says, oh, I have a Logitech panel in this room, and I do this, and it's controlling a WebEx meeting, and then go to another room that has a Logitech panel with it, and it's a Zoom room, will get confusing. In addition to, I don't know what the GUI looks like. So I believe that conference rooms play a huge part in commerce, both for the AV industry and for those of us doing business. And I think our biggest miss is that we try to make one thing do too many things. And that's what scares me about the Logitech. Simple is good.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.